Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and I'd like to ask you, are you truly happy playing your cards? And you know what I'm talking about. How many of you have heard my card shows before? And we're talking about the structure of life cards, source cards. And most of you already know your cards because you've heard other shows. But I want to ask you, how meaningful is it? Do you really pay attention to it every day, or is it something? And are you curious about the cards of others? And if not, why not? Maybe it would be better to really make it more important in your life so you can understand people better, even understand yourself better. And to help us learn how to play our cards better are two masters of the cards who are amazing people, close friends, and I'm so happy to have them both on the show to talk about how amazing life can be when you're tuned in to the structure of life. So Alexander Dunlop and Vicky Scudiari, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Yay! Hello!
Thanks for having us, Peter.
Yep. So happy to be here.
Well, I'm so glad that we could talk about this because it amazes me every time I hear people knowing about their cards, how taken they are by it. And I recently was at my daughter-in-law's baby shower. She already had a bridal shower. And the baby shower, after it, I couldn't go to the shower itself. It's all women. But afterwards, there were so many people hanging around and I was with them. And I just wandered around with my card chart, asking people what their birth dates were, telling them their cards. And every one of them were stunned on how clear it was about them. And they each learned about each other's cards and were so excited and enthusiastic about, yeah, that's you, you get it, and it was so beautiful to see how people get so turned on by not only knowing their own cards, but each other's.
Yeah, I like that languaging even, Peter, getting turned on. It's like getting lit up, getting excited. Like the light bulb moment goes off and then it's like, eureka, that's it. It's really inspiring.
Yeah, and what's inspiring is to know yourself better and to know others better and to know that you can know yourself better. In other words, the language of knowing yourself better is so clear and easy to understand.
Absolutely. I think sometimes this system is perceived as like a novelty. Like, oh, cool, that's my car, that's me. But people don't realize that it's actually a profound system of knowledge that's a toolkit and a guide to really go into the depths of yourself to live your best life. And that's very different, you know?
Well, yeah, and that's taking, in a sense, it's taking yourself more seriously.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we hope people do. But, well, but then again, if you don't know how to take yourself more seriously, it's hard. But if you have the cards to do that, it's a vehicle.
Well, what Vicky's alluding to is that even if people are willing to concede that there's something mystical or esoteric or even spiritual about these cards, they're still accustomed to it being categorized as like a sideshow or some kind of fortune telling or something that gypsies do or like a psychic on the side of the road. It still kind of falls into that mental bucket for them rather than realizing, oh, this is the language of our existence itself. This is a conceptual model that reveals the energy patterns that are the quantum field inside of which we live and move and have our being, that somehow, in a way that boggles our mind, some ancient civilization way more advanced than ours figured out how to map the energy structure of our reality and put it into this simple visual encoded language and then print it on what is now cardstock, but it could have been tablets. It could be printed on anything. The fact that it's printed on cards is irrelevant. And it still just boggles people's minds too much, I think, to be able to expand the mental bucket to say, wait, whoa, this is a representation of our space-time matrix, and it shows how we are encoded in and part of the sacred geometric forms of existence itself. That's hasn't quite seeped in yet.
No, that's really deep stuff. What's deep is to understand that the patterns in the universe are so clear and available. Because most of us just wander through life as if this is just chaos and happenstance, and we just bump around. And all of a sudden, we're seeing the patterns.
Well, not only that, Peter, but if anyone claims to have an answer, it's almost like that person must be lying, because there's no possibility of having an answer, because there's so much attachment to the idea that there is no answer.
I love that people are unaware, you know, and so what that's why we're in a time of waking up. Mm-hmm. And so it's important to have a vehicle like this to wake up to about ourselves and each other, because it's the answer to relationships. Because when you know that, you know, your cards, and then you see the person or people you're in relationships with and what their cards are like, you can totally understand what they're playing in life that you're not playing, and allow them to, because you can't help it. You can't change people's cards. You can't change their structure of life. So how can you live it better? And so it's amazing how, and even raising children, and in so many ways we can get it about each other that we never could before.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Well, that's right. And it's, like I said, opening our minds collectively that's even possible. Where the programming, I have a friend who told me this once, and he was pretty delighted to have realized this or seen this. There isn't an answer, and that's the answer. Like, that was his big existential moment, was there isn't an answer, and that's the answer. And I think a lot of people unconsciously or even consciously feel that way and believe that, mm-hmm. that there isn't an answer, and accept that and get used to it. And anyone who says, no, there's an answer, that we can see our existence clearly and it's encoded in these simple patterns, it's too good to be true still for a lot of people.
Well, to imagine that you're born to a pattern.
Yeah.
Most people have no idea that they're born with any, you know, I mean, certainly there's astrology and human design, a lot of ways that your birth data is used to describe you. Right. But there are so many people who can't imagine how that can be. How can there be anything that outside of myself that can say who I am?
Right.
So,
and it means admitting that there's an intelligent design to our space-time matrix. It isn't an accidental mishmash, right? That the time that you are born, that there's an imprint of energy at that moment. And we can say with predictability, we can measure it, like it's not an accident. So it requires believing that there is an intelligent design, there's a mathematical precision to our space-time matrix. Otherwise, none of this could be true.
Right. So you're presenting something about life that is beyond the comprehension of many people, even when they find out about it, because mm-hmm. they're not astute enough. And so what we're looking at are people who really are interested in finding out about life, and not only life, but their own life, as well as others, in ways that create a language that makes total sense to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there needs to be a willingness and a courage to go in to know oneself more. And to be open to the possibility that this could be true. You know?
I've met people who don't want to be self-reflective at all. Don't tell me anything about myself. I don't want to know. It's like, okay, you don't have to. But
yeah, there's a lot of fear there. And also people don't want to have the future predicted for them, you know, and again, that's the only prior way that people have any mental connection to using cards is gypsies doing fortune telling readings, and they don't want any fortune telling done for them. They don't want that kind of hanging over them and some kind of
that's cloud. A slippery slope though, the future. But what we're saying is that these are patterns that will always be there for you.
They're so timeless.
The future is based on how you use them. And it's up, you can, you know, so you have free will and you can choose your future, but you're going to choose it according to the nature of these patterns.
That's right. I mean, that is how we present it. What I'm saying is people haven't quite clicked into that, and they still don't want having to have their fortune read. Like that's their resistance, I think.
I feel like there is that people do use these cards to do fortune telling. And so there is a consciousness around that, but the real deeper use of them was not for that. You know, it was as a template for your life, an energy template that you can utilize to play your cards right to have your best life, as opposed to predicting something that will happen to you in the future. It's about empowering oneself to make the best choices.
Yeah.
And
knowledge is power. Energies. You know, knowledge is power, and knowing what we're born to play. It's interesting. I actually believe that until we know what these patterns are, we don't really have free will. We're unconsciously controlled by these patterns. So sometimes people are like, oh, I don't want to know about these patterns. I want to have my free will. Well, until you actually know the rules of the game, you're going to be controlled unconsciously. And only when you actually know the rules of the game, now you can consciously make decisions.
Exactly. It's like living by default. Like just, it's like it's happening to me, as opposed to I'm creating my life. I'm creating my reality.
Yep.
Well, and you can predict the future when you know a card, what it says about how the future will treat you.
Yes and no. In my experience, I get surprised all the time. I mean, yes and no.
Answer. Because you, for instance, you're a nine, and nines are always into finding new avenues and old avenues disappearing. So you could always say, well, your future is going to be very fascinating because there are going to be a lot of new things in it. And, you know, and then there are other people who just love futures where they'll want to hold on to things and not, you know, not change.
My own personal theory, Peter, between you and I, since we are students of these cards so deeply, is that the queens have the most predictive power. So anyone who's born to play a queen card, they effortlessly will know what's coming, because the queen is the symbol of the unfolding flower of life, the process. So all queens intuitively know what's coming next. It's not because they're reading the cards, it's because they have that intuitive knowing.
Wow. And my granddaughter's a queen, so I'm excited for her.
I think that's true. And so that's, you know, some people really do have psychic abilities. They really can see things coming. As Vicky said, people have used these cards for that purpose, but the deeper value of them is to know who we are in this present moment and to open up more consciousness and to raise our vibration in this present moment.
Well, what's interesting is that I'm playing the Jack, and the Jack to me is full of surprises. So, you know, whereas a queen can look ahead, the Jack says, I don't know, we're going to find out, and won't it be fun?
Oh, that's great. I love that.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Yeah, that's right. And sixes also have a way of knowing what's coming down the road, just based on their design, on the patterning. So certain frequencies are able to see into the future more, and others like the Jack, you like the surprise and the fun of generating novelty in the present moment.
Yeah. I just met someone the other day. It was a double Jack of clubs. And she was glad to hear it because she hadn't understood herself enough that she's playing that. And now she understands that she's her mind is just always surprising her.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah.
And there's so much self-acceptance, as you know, in knowing these patterns that we're here to play.
That's true. Even forgiveness.
Yes, even forgiveness.
Right. You know, because for instance, an ace, being an ace is great, but you're under the pressure of having to create new because you're all alone. And
I like it though. You know, our son is born to play the Ace of Diamonds. He really likes his alone time, and he really loves going after the one thing he wants to go after, which happens to be basketball right now.
A team sport.
but he does it like he's focused. He really wants to ace it. He trains. He does the exercises. Right. He lifts weights. He is focused on acing that.
Wow. Yeah, I love the idea of acing. And that's another thing that when you're an ace, you learn that you can ace things. You can really go after them and focus really on one thing really well.
Yeah. I think it's important to say that like all the cards have high sides and low sides, and that's equal. Like no card is worse than another card. No card has a worse time with the low side. Like it's all individual. It's based on the person and how they play it, you know? So some people have good experiences with a certain card. Some people will not have good experiences with a certain card. And then I think like, you know, I've heard people saying, oh, all three of diamonds are a certain way. And I think like, you know, you have to be aware of like that, that's not true across the board. It's true for that person and that person's experiences with the three of diamond people, but it's not necessarily all three of diamonds. Like, I don't think that's not a fair statement to make.
Well, they all are,
like that, you know.
But they all are people who are very resourceful, have a lot of balls in the air at the same time. You know, they're living the same way, but they might have different karmas about it, different and conditioning about it in their lives. And so they're playing it differently, but they still have to play it out as a three of diamonds has to be very active and resourceful and changing, because it's a dynamic number, a dynamic card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a very fair statement. I mean, Vicky's referring to when people say things like all threes are a certain negative way, like they're always this negative. And it's not true. They may only know people who are negative, but that doesn't mean that everyone playing three of diamonds has a negative outcome in their life.
No, it's up to them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And their conditioning has a lot to do with it. You know, how are they loved and respected as children, and then they can carry on in life with that strength.
Mm-hmm. One of the ways that I like to talk about these different cards is that they're like musical instruments. And so, you know, is a clarinet better than a trombone, or is a flute better than a violin? It depends. There's different uses.
Yeah, you can be a bad musician and whatever you play is
exactly. And so we are the musicians playing these instruments. The other metaphor I use often is that they're like crayons. You know, Vicky's born to play a red crayon and I'm born to play a blue crayon. Which one's better? They're not better, but how we utilize it will make all the difference in how we color our lives.
That's lovely.
That's interesting, yeah. And so so it's fun. It's just fun talking about this in ways that is an exploration of every number. And numerology plays a role in this too, because
absolutely. Yeah. It is numerology on one level, because the numbers mean what you'd expect that they would mean if you know numerology.
Right. So a lot of people do, and then they find out their card, then they can quickly make sense of it.
Yeah, it's a system of knowledge that combines numerology, astrology, and sacred geometry into one metasymbolic language.
Yeah, and that makes it more interesting just looking at a card and recognizes its potential, because you see geometrically how the form creates the structure of in life.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, I watch you on Instagram every day you have an Instagram video that has been so much fun to watch. So I think people should follow you, not on Instagram, but in every way. But it's an easy way just each day to know what the card is for that day, because every day we're all playing the card of that day. And if we're born to it, then we're going to play it all our lives. But it's fun to see what the influences are each day. And you guys, it's so much fun to watch you, because you are having such a good time talking about it and bouncing ideas off of each other, and I'm enjoying it so much. So how can people follow you?
Well, thank you, Peter. We have so much fun doing the videos. We really have a good time. It's at The Source Cards on Instagram. Our handle is at The Source Cards. It's really illuminating to know the cards that are in play every single day, not our own, just our own personal cards that we're playing for our whole lives, but there are cards in play every day that you can tune into and then use that energy to have a good day, So, yeah.
Yeah. And I love it when there are days of cards of people I know. And,
oh, right.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And your insights about it are really special to me. And then you also have your website, thesourcecards.com, and people can go there and find out any, give a birth date and find out any card they want.
They can get a free reading.
And a free reading, wow. And also you teach classes, you do personal sessions with people, because we really have a whole hand of cards. I mean, we can talk about our birth card, and then there's a personality card, those are prominent cards, but then other cards in our hand are very important. There are shadow cards, challenge cards, every planet has a different card, so there's a card that represents what that planet represents, and so it's good to know about our whole hand. And then you have your book, Play Your Cards Right, that people can buy, and they go to your website, they can find that.
Yeah.
And then, and I've sent a lot of people to you to learn about their whole hand of cards. I love telling people what their birth and personality cards are. And I know I'm a student of all the other cards too, but you give such profound readings to people. It's really amazing what people can learn about themselves in such depth through personal readings.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I love knowing all about all of the cards. They're just so illuminating to know what's called the life path, which is 13 plus cards in the life path. And it shows all different aspects of our human being. And you can find that in Alexander's book. And it's just, it's profound how much healing happens knowing these other cards as well. Like for me, the Saturn card is all about our health. And I feel the healthiest I've ever been in my entire life at 55 years old, because I'm overcoming my challenge card. I'm working on it. I'm choosing to play it really well. Even it's the Two of Clubs, by the way, which right now I'm doing it. I'm communicating, I'm articulating, I'm conversating, it's like, and that helps me heal my body, so I mean, yeah. Even things like that, it's just phenomenal. So thank you so much. It's, thank you.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'm so excited because you guys, I originally learned about my birth card about 45 years ago when my mother called me from California and told me I'm a Four of Clubs. I'm also a Jack of Spades, my personality card. And then I knew about it 45 years ago, but it wasn't until you guys really got interested that I became more of a student of it. And now it's just totally fascinating.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you, Peter.
Yeah, well, it's amazing to me how dedicated you are, both of you, to this, the value of this, and how your lives are dedicated, because you know how important it is. And I wish our audience, that's why I felt we this would be a good show to do for our audience to understand and take more, take this more importantly in their lives, to learn about and to see themselves better and see others better. And you know, it helps us adjust to the idiosyncrasies of other people.
So, well, we're going to keep talking about it and keep shouting it from the rooftops and keep opening that window to how deep this is and profound and wonderful it is, you know, so.
Yeah, and you also have a YouTube channel.
Yes.
It's the same handle. It's at the Source Cards. You can find us on YouTube.
Great. And what about Facebook?
We kind of dropped off of Facebook.
Okay.
Not so much.
All right, well, hey.
It's not quite as much, you know, interaction on there.
We don't post there actively. We post on Instagram and YouTube and TikTok now.
All right. Well, I'm
glad. TikTok also at the Source Cards. You can find us.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you're discerning about it, and you're really good at creating these videos and all kinds of graphics and stuff. It's fun. Yeah. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm so glad that we could talk, and I every time I meet somebody, I just want to know what their cards are. You know?
Yeah, us too.
Me too. I watch a movie. I want to know every actor. I it's just constant. Or I start guessing people.
That's a different story. I'm not sure. I haven't tried that so much as. But when I meet, you know, like when I meet new guests for the podcast for Energy Stew, you know, it's amazing that I'll want to know their birthday. And then I'll tell them their card, and they'll always be excited about it and feel how correct it is. So thank you so much for doing this, for being who you are, and I'm grateful that you've really made my life so much more interesting and exciting.
Thank you, Peter.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at prn.live. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.